British Sky Broadcasting and Warner Brothers present.
We're gonna do a Christmas tune for you now. You gotta trust me, this one's just a little bit different. It combines the Christmas colors red, green, and blue.
Michael Keaton and Kelly Preston in Jack Frost. Snow falls in front of a club decorated with Christmas lights. A van drives past bearing the white lettering Denver Sun-Times. The Jack Frost band is on stage. The lead singer has a guitar strapped on and is blowing the harmonica. With Mark Addy, Henry Rollins, Joseph Cross, Mika Borum, Andy Lawrence, Eli Marienthal, Will Rothar and Taylor Handley. Casting by Marcy Leroff. In the crowd, a guy with long hair pulls out his mobile phone.
Hey man, check it out!
He holds the phone up to the band. Costume designer Sarah Edwards. The singer kisses the big keyboard player on the head. Visual effects supervisor Joe Lettery.
It's the Jack Frost band! They're digging it! They're loving it! We gotta sign these guys!
Music by Trevor Rabin. Edited by Lawrence Jordan. Production design by Maine Burke. Director of photography, Laszlo Kovacs, ASC. Executive producers, Matthew Baer, Jeff Barry, and Richard Goldsmith. Executive producer Michael Tadros. Story by Mark Stephen Johnson. Screenplay by Mark Stephen Johnson, Steve Bloom, Jonathan Roberts, and Jeff Cesario. Produced by Mark Canton and Irving Azoff. Directed by Troy Miller.
Medford's own Jack Frost Band, best little band no one's ever heard of. That's recorded live last night at Denver's Music Hall. Don't ask us how we got the tape. Man, they are due for a break, huh? Hey, we got more music coming your way from the 70s and 90s. No 60s, no 80s, I promise. Central Colorado's classic rock.
A guy clears a snow-clogged high street with his snowplow and comes to a stop between drifts high enough to almost cover two houses. A weather vane on a school has a squirrel on top and the word Medford. Kids rush out into the snowy playground. A teacher comes out with two children.
No running! Feet are for walking! Merry Christmas, everybody! See you next year!
Hey, Johnny! Good vacation, Johnny!
A young lad in a baseball cap runs up a slope and looks down on a huge snowball fight. Shrugging off his backpack, he rushes into the fray.
Charlie! All right, the brain's here.
What's going on?
Seventh graders have us pinned down.
And now they pulled out the heavy artillery.
Oh, come on, man. How bad could it be?
2, 3...
The older boys launch a massive snowball from a catapult.
Yeah.
Hold that!
We tried to tell you!
Roaring fuck.
Alexander! Charlie! Charlie, you gotta help him!
Natalie, help!
A young lad's cowering in a small snow bunker.
Eat snow, you little wieners!
Yeah!
Alright, huddle up, come on. Remember what we learned in history class, right?
No.
Not really.
Uh-uh.
If you want to stop an army, stop the general.
You're gonna take on Rory Buck?
Trust me, Tuck, all right? You draw their fire.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck, man!
Fire!
As the general directs catapult operations from his climbing frame castle on a hill, Charlie's friend crawls through a metal pipe and out into the open. As the catapult's loaded, Charlie dives in with the young lad.
What?
No?
Come on, give me your best shot. You can do better than that, can't you? No! Oh!
Okay, that was a good one.
Go now, go, run! What?
One of the general's men tries a shot on his own.
Come on, Dagger!
What'd you do that for, butthead?
Look, that little twerp's getting away.
Are you okay?
Take care of this one myself.
He straps on a snowboard and power slides down the hill, showering Charlie with snow.
Hold your fire! Rory's pissed!
Well, well, well. Little Charlie Frost, hanging with the second graders now?
Get off, Rory.
I got a present for you.
Good, I like presents.
Charlie's got a big snowball behind his back.
Can you say brain freeze?
Brain freeze.
Way to go, buddy! All right, Charlie!
This isn't the end of it, Frost.
He falls over.
Oh, yeah! Way to go!
Shut up!
Hey, you okay?
Yeah.
Good man.
Thanks, Charlie. You're amazing.
No problem.
Charlie grins and walks off.
See you at hockey, Charlie.
See you, Natalie. Good job, dude. See you soon.
Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, baby.
He walks to the top of a crest and waves to his friends, then walks home across the snow-covered countryside. He runs up to his family's white bungalow and greets his dog.
Hey, Chester. Come on, boy. Dad? Hey, Dad?
He runs past the Christmas tree into the kitchen, putting his bag on the dining table. He sees legs sticking out from under the kitchen sink.
Dad?
Oh, Charlie, it's a long drive from Denver. You know he won't be back until late.
Miss Drain,
I don't get it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So, not turning over your report card right away is a bad sign.
Oh! Here. I'm gonna go play hockey in the driveway.
Hey, running away, that's another bad sign. Woo-hoo! You may have your father's looks, but you get your brains from me. Yes!
Good work, Charlie. Wait till your dad sees this.
She puts the A and B grade report on the fridge door, along with a card showing tour dates and a picture showing Dad on tour in the Frost Express. A car drops Jack off. He sees his wife shoveling snow.
Excuse me, miss?
Yes?
Hey, listen, my car broke down back here, and I was just wondering if I could borrow a couple of bucks till I get to a gas station.
Money? Oh, I'm sorry. My husband's a musician.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Any good?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You know, I also left my lip balm in the car. So, I'm out, and I think I'm feeling a little,
chapped.
Chapped. Yeah. So I was wondering if I could borrow some lip balm.
I don't know if you're gonna like what I got.
Do you mind if I try?
You like it?
You know, I can't tell. Let me just...
I missed you.
I missed you.
Okay, that's for you. What's for me? Hope you brought me chocolates. Yes!
Charlie's asleep.
Waited up as long as he could.
Let's get him up.
No, don't get him up.
Come on. Come on. He's got the whole vacation.
Honey,
come on. Charlie. Dude. Charlie boy. Get up, man.
I was just resting my eyes.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Looked like you were sleeping. Didn't it look like you were sleeping?
You look like you were asleep, Charlie.
Looked exactly like you were asleep.
I was waiting up for you.
Oh. Okay, you can go back to sleep. I just want to say hi. Oh! I want to give you a weather update, too. It's snowing! Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
He runs off. Jack pops back.
Can I, Mom?
Yeah.
Father and son build a snowman.
Fathead?
He's just really smart, so he needs a really big cranium for his brain. Now what?
Nose. Come on, nose.
Jack goes to stick a twig in the snowman's groin area.
Dad! What? I said nose!
Oh, I thought you said hose. Sorry.
Charlie puts a smile on the snowman's face.
Sharp?
Now what?
Dad, give me your hat. Thank you. Yes, perfect.
How's he look?
He kind of looks like you.
He does?
Only a little cuter.
Good one, Mom.
Really? Cuter than this?
Don't even.
get her.
You are so dead.
They happily lob snowballs at each other.
You know what? You smell like a girl. Sorry, Mrs. Wilkins. Hey, seriously, from this angle, she looks hot in that flannel nightgown.
Charlie's getting ready for bed.
Hey, what are you pulling, an all-nighter? Get your skinny little butt in that bed. Nice work on that snowman today, dude.
Thanks.
Except you made his head way too big.
Well, I made the head too big.
Yep.
You're the one putting the bottom ball on the top ball.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
How was Denver?
Denver's pretty cool.
Cool. How are the guys?
Guys are great. Everybody says hi to you.
So?
So?
Is there anything you need to show me?
Like?
Like, you know, something in the shape of a present.
Oh, you mean like from the gig?
Yeah.
You mean like maybe those plastic swords they stick through the olives and the onions?
Oh, yeah, like for the martinis that Mom packs in my lunch.
Oh, Mom's making you martinis for lunch?
I'm up to two now.
Oh, good.
Two a day.
Good.
Yep.
I brought you this.
He pulls a box out of his pocket and hands it to Charlie. It's a shiny harmonica.
Whoa, one of your harmonicas?
Yep. It's one of my really old harmonicas.
Sure you want me to have this?
Absolutely want you to have it.
Where'd you get it?
Where'd I get it? I got that from an old famous blues player named Sonny Boy Wayne.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Sonny Boy Wayne.
The cat was like 9 feet tall and could play, man. There was like a white light around him.
And he gave you this?
He gave me this. He says, son, I want you to have this. It's gonna give you the power.
Come on, Dad, seriously, where'd you get it?
All right, you want to know where I got it? I got that the morning you were born.
Really?
Yep. Little music store right across the street from the hospital. I walked out in a great mood. I bought myself that harmonica, and I've never had a harmonica that played better than that one. It's my favorite one. Now it's yours.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Now go to sleep, son. I want you to go to sleep now. Okay, man. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Dad.
Yo.
We're playing hockey tomorrow. Can you come?
Yes, sir. Oh, wait a minute. I can't. We have to go into the studio tomorrow.
Well, you know, the game's not till 4, and it's against our arch rival, the Devils.
You're 11. You already have arch rivals.
Yeah.
4. Yeah, what am I thinking? I'm there.
Really?
Definitely.
Great.
Hey, you know another thing about this harmonica? It has magic powers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I'm serious. When you play that, no matter where I am, I can hear it.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Night.
Night.
Love you. Go to sleep. You looking for the power?
Just testing it.
Charlie stares at his present. Jack's brushing his teeth.
Major label, huh? So what do you think of this Kaplan kid?
I like him. Smart. He really knows music. And you know what? I think he gets us. I think this guy really gets us.
Oh, good.
Hey, babe, how's things down at the bank? How's that new guy in the loan department?
Glenn? He's a nice guy. He hit on me.
Really? How about that? Guys don't even check for rings anymore.
Relax. He's 63. I straightened him out.
You straightened him out? What exactly does that mean?
Stop it.
Well, no wonder he hit on you. Look at you.
I don't wear this to the bank.
You're barely wearing it here.
Sing me a smile.
Okay. Well, the driver on the bus says move on.
No, sing me the other one. My song.
Every time we say goodbye, I die.
Take off your boots.
Every time we say goodbye. Oh, man, if I had one hit song.
You will.
I make you guys really proud of me.
We're already really proud of you.
Buy you a nice big house.
Might settle for a new sink.
I can get you a new car, like a Porsche or something.
Anything but a Jeep is a sissy car.
I can get you some diamonds.
All I need is you.
She gazes at him lovingly and lies back on the bed. He stares at her thoughtfully. She reaches up and switches off the bedside light.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I bet you would like a snowblower, though.
She reaches up and pulls him down to her. Darkness settles on the house decorated with Christmas lights, and the snowman smiles in the front garden. Gabby and Mac, the keyboard player, hang Christmas lights on the front porch.
Lift it up.
I don't remember you hanging this many Christmas lights last year.
That's because I didn't hang this many. Little straighter. Yeah, yours is crooked on that
well,
side.
You wanna, if you come down a bit at your end.
Oh, no, you've come too far now. Lisa, you've gone too far the Careful, Mac. You don't want to be on the wrong end of that left hook. Bye, baby.
Bye.
I'll be in the car, baby.
There we go.
All right. Ooh, a little wide. But nice shot. Who taught you that shot?
Coach Gronick.
Dickie Gronick? Dickie Gronick is your coach? Dickie Gronick can't play hockey.
Dad, Sid Gronick.
Oh, Sid Gronick's good. Sid Gronick's very good. He's really one of the best players we knew. He could stay out of prison.
What was that?
Yes, that's the thing I like to call the J shot.
Oh, come on, teach me.
All right, come here. You're big enough to handle this now.
Hey, come on, Jeff, we gotta go.
Yes, sir, be with you in 1 second. Hold on a minute, dude. Look, see the guy's coming down right here?
Right.
Defenseman, you bring it back on the toe of the stick right here to the heel.
Jack.
Now cut loose. There you go, nice shot. Very good.
So, hold on, I still don't get it.
I know, but I'll show you when I come back.
But, Dad, I gotta learn it for the game today.
Teach you when I come back. I gotta go.
But, Dad, I wanna...
But, Dad? Did you just call me But, Dad?
Oh, but...
Is that the kind of thing Coach Gronick is teaching you guys? But, Dad? By the way, that would make you Butt Boy. Bye. Bye, Butt Family.
Bye.
But... See you in a little while. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Charlie looks disappointed as his dad and Mac drive off.
Okay, first period's behind us. Forget about it. God knows I'm gonna try.
Look, I know you're just kids. And we're really here to teach you about fair play and sportsmanship and all that crap. But I am so tired of looking up at that scoreboard and seeing that we're behind the Devils again and again and again.
Lighten up, Dad.
The coach tries to calm himself down.
History is made by winners, conquerors, barbarians. Now I want you to go out there and wipe the ice with your filthy butts! All right? Play clean, have a good game.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, sweetheart. Miss me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's nail it this time, guys. You're getting tighter and tighter. We're almost there.
I get confused, boo. As his dad rehearses, Charlie's ice hockey match gets underway. Charlie gets flattened. In the studio, Jack's not happy and signals to start again. At the game, Gabby gasps as Charlie crashes into the boards of the ice rink. The Devils score another goal. They lead Charlie's team, the Mountaineers, 5-0. They celebrate. Charlie gets flattened again.
You know, sometimes it's gonna get dark. Wrap your arms around the bed like a big, strong man. Hold on. Here we go.
Gabby watches the game on her own as the band plays on, and Charlie takes another hit. Charlie's shot bounces off the crossbar as the clock counts down to zero. Devils win 8-0. Charlie hits the ice with his stick in frustration. In the studio, Jack glances at the clock and puts his head in his hands. A Zamboni machine freshens up the ice. It's 6:30 p.m. It's night when Jack arrives home in Mac's car.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Good luck, Jack.
Yeah, afraid I'm gonna need it.
See you later.
Hi, Mac. Thanks.
Carrying his guitar case, Jack walks past the snowman towards the house.
This is not bad. Oh. How bad is it in there? Yeah, that's what I thought.
He puts the guitar case down in the hallway and looks around tentatively. He puts down his coat and adopts a breezy manner.
Boy, something smells
good. You promised him, didn't you? Why'd you go and do that, Jack?
Look, honey, you know...
How many times have I told you, if you're not going to be there, don't say you're going to be there?
Here.
You know how I knew you promised him? He kept looking at me up in the stands, and after about, I don't know, the 40th time, I realized he expected you to be there. Jack, I don't care if you get too busy or you flake out on me. Well, I care, but, you know, I chose it. I married you. I'll deal with it. He didn't choose this, Jack. One of these days, Charlie's gonna score his first goal, and you won't see it. Look. Just like you never saw him with the measles, or the time he jammed the Fig Newtons into the slide projector. You know, those things only happen once, then they're gone.
You know, I...
Don't, Jack. You said enough.
Jack looks helpless, then frowns. Charlie's reading with a torch under the covers.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How'd you guys do?
Got killed. 8-0.
Hey, Charlie. I'm really sorry I didn't make it. I'm really sorry, man. Hey, look. I gotta talk to you about something that's, really important.
Okay.
always wanted to be the next Wayne Gretzky. Well, I always had a dream too, ever since I was about your age. I just really wanted to be a great musician. I just wanted to be a real player. I wanted to be able to make a living doing what I love. And I really want to make a nice living for you and me and Mom. Well, see, that might be kind of starting to happen.
That's good, Dad.
Yeah, it is good. And it's really, really good for you to have a dream. Tricky part here is sometimes, if you're not careful, you can, I don't know, kind of turn into kind of a
selfish jerk.
All right. Yeah.
So, are all musicians really flaky?
Yeah, basically, I think. And all the drummers. Okay, here's an idea. I've been thinking about this one for a while. You, me, Mom, we go to the cabin at the Pine Top. We have a real Christmas vacation. Just us. No phone, no TV, no band, nothing. What do you think?
Really?
Yes.
Will you teach me the J-Shot?
I will teach you the J-Shot.
Hold on a second. No TV?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that, too. Maybe a little TV.
Okay, cool.
So, here you go. Yeah. How bad was it?
I think Coach Gronick popped a vein. See?
Next day, Jack's struggling with a load of bags.
Here, hon, let me get that bag.
I forgave you last night.
Well, can you grab one of these?
Nope.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Charlie, what do you got in there? Dead body?
No, it's just like Game Boy batteries, clothes, 64.
Dude, seconds. We're only gonna be up there for 3 days.
Dad, we could get snowed in for months. You'll thank me.
Grab the phone, will you?
All right.
Jack drops the bags in the porch as Charlie heads for the phone.
Hello? Yeah, sure, hold on a second. Hey, Dad, it's for you. John Kaplan?
Jack's smile freezes. He looks serious.
I'll meet you in the car. I just got this, kind of unbelievable phone call.
Yeah?
Yeah. The record company heard our tape, went nuts. They love us. They're like 99% sure they want to sign
yes!
up.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Dad, this is awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, I think.
What's the matter?
Well, the head of Asylum has to see us. He's only going to sign one act, and there's like three other bands in the running, and the only way he'll sign us is if we go to Aspen for his party.
When?
Tomorrow.
Christmas?
Yeah.
No. Jack.
I know.
No! There's got to be another time that he can see you.
According to Kaplan, there is no other time. This is it.
Dad!
Don't worry about it. Forget about it. It's too hard, because
no,
No.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
Yeah, but I don't even want to.
Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can work this out, okay? I mean, how long do you have to play?
I don't know. It's a good point. Could maybe play like a half an hour, do two, three tunes.
I mean, it's not like you have to play a whole set. They can tell what you sound like
right.
After a few songs.
Right.
Get out of there.
Well, maybe I could borrow Mac's car. I could drive back.
Okay.
That way I could be back by Christmas night. But you know what? I'm going to miss Christmas Day for sure. I mean...
Here.
Charlie, what's this? I gave this to you.
I don't want it.
Charlie tosses the harmonica box in the back of the car and walks off. Jack looks crushed. Mac's car and the band's van head up a winding mountain road and cross a bridge over a ravine. Jack sits in the front wearing shades and holding the harmonica.
This is gonna be a great gig, man. It's gonna be a great gig. We're gonna rock this guy's house. We're gonna blow it apart. He's gonna have to remodel when we're done, man. This is the one. I'm telling you, it's a good thing.
Jack doesn't look convinced. Mac glances across at him.
So, when do you want me to pull over?
Right now. Over here. What am I, crazy? I got a great wife. I got a great kid. I'm not living this life anymore. I'm going home.
Good for you. You're making the right decision. If they like us now, they're gonna like us next week. It's Christmas. The mail is the contract.
Hey, I'm gonna explain this to the guys.
Are you nuts? Watch this. Hey, guys,
You?
The gig's off.
Thank you, Santa.
All right.
Oh, right, man. Nobody wanted to come in the first place. Lou's mom's offered to cook his Christmas dinner.
Yes. Merry Christmas, boys. I'm going to the cabin to see my family. This is it. This is great. I'm going to take the 40, the highway 2, and then...
Jack. Jack.
Yeah.
Why don't you take the car?
It'd be so much faster that way.
In Mac's car, Jack heads back down the mountain as darkness falls.
Tell me, baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry while it's over.
Snow falls thickly in the glare of the headlights. Jack's smile turns to a frown as the windscreen wipers stop working.
Where do you say that spot was? There it is. Come on, Mac.
He thumps the dashboard, and they come on again. The snow gets heavier, and Jack's having trouble seeing even with the wipers. The wipers stop again. Jack thumps the dashboard, then looks horrified as the car goes into a skid. Lights glow in the small, snowbound cabin. A plume of smoke rises from the chimney, and Charlie stands staring out of the window. Kids run out of school as a title reads, 1 year later. Charlie stands outside the school and stares.
Merry Christmas! Have a great vacation!
Bye!
Thank you, Charlie! Thanks.
Feet up, we're walking!
We can see you're coming back.
He trudges through the slushy snow as the other kids run to get involved in the traditional snowball battle. He takes his snowy cross-country route home.
Frost, you big butthead!
Forget it, Rory. He's no fun to pick on anymore since his old man died.
Yeah? Well, it's time he gets over it. I never even met my old man.
Charlie shakes his head and wanders off. A pickup approaches him as he walks down a road.
Hey, Charlie. Want to lift home?
No, I'm not going home.
Should be walking down the middle of the road.
No one's around. It's all right.
Okay, well, I'll see you tonight.
Why?
I'm babysitting. Well, not babysitting, you're not a baby. We can kind of hang out while your mom Christmas shops.
Oh, all right.
The clouds roll back the year.
See you later, Charlie.
Mac drives off looking worried for the lad. Charlie clambers down a slope and heads for a cave in the mountainside hung with huge icicles. Arriving home, he shovels snow in the driveway. A snowplow deposits mounds of snow across his freshly cleared drive. Charlie attacks the huge lumps with his shovel, with a Jack Frost Band sticker on the handle.
Charlie, honey, don't worry. I'll drive through it.
Mom, I can get it.
Charlie, really, it's okay.
No, Mom, it's not okay. Hold on.
Charlie? Charlie, it's okay.
Slumped in the snow, they cling to one another.
Promise.
Holding him tightly, Gabby gently rocks her grief-stricken son.
Here you go.
Thanks.
How you doing, little bear?
Fine.
Yeah? I think I'm gonna stay home. You know, we'll hang out.
Yeah, Mom. I'll be fine.
No, I've done all my Christmas shopping. I'm good.
Mom, me and Mac will be fine.
Okay. Want a marshmallow?
Okay.
What do you want, one? Maybe four. Maybe 500.
Thanks, Mom.
She pours the whole jar into his hot chocolate and ruffles his hair. Stevie Ray Vaughan and his band are on the TV.
Your dad loved this guy. They even played together a couple of times.
Nice to know you had time for someone.
The band plays in a rainstorm in the video, and Mac yawns in his armchair. Charlie looks out of the window and sees the kids across the street making a snowman with their father. Mac's fast asleep and doesn't notice as Charlie switches off the TV and goes to the hall cupboard to get his coat. With Chester the dog, he walks out of the front door and into the snowy front garden.
I took my love and I took it down.
Charlie puts a cardboard box on the ground and starts rolling large snowballs to make a snowman.
And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide broke.
He pats more snow onto the smooth column he's created. A second large snow boulder is placed on the column, and Charlie rolls another ball for the head. Charlie lifts the head into position and steps back to admire his handiwork. He fetches two stout twigs for the arms and rams them into place. He sticks a Jack Frost band badge on the front of the snowman. Chester lies down in the snow as Charlie then throws Jack's scarf around the snowman's neck and fetches his father's hat from the cardboard box.
I built my life around you, but time makes you bolder. Children get older. I'm getting older too. I'm getting older too.
Tearfully, Charlie places the hat on the snowman's head and angrily wipes his eyes.
Take it down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring you down.
He stares at the snowman's smiling face for a moment, then walks to the box. Kneeling down, he reaches in, pulls out the harmonica, and stares at it, turning it over in his hand.
Cover hills. Well, maybe the landslide down.
Lying on his bed, Charlie blows into the harmonica. There's a Jack Frost band poster on his wall, a laptop on his desk, and a row of sports figurines and a clown on his windowsill. Mac's truck is in the driveway, and the snowman stands in the dark front garden as snow begins to fall. snow whips around the snowman, becoming a twister of snow and flashing lights. The snowman's expression changes from a fixed smile to a frown. The twister spins ever faster, then subsides. The snowman blinks his eyes and shakes his head.
I'm home.
Hey, I'm home. Gabby. Hey, Gab. Charlie.
Charlie stirs in bed as Snowman Jack approaches the front door.
Man, it's cold. Hey, can you open up? Hey, Charlie. Charlie. Hey. Charlie, it's me, it's Dad. Charlie. Could you get the door?
Jack sees his reflection in the window.
What? What? No. No way. No.
He grasps his groin area but finds only snow, then slowly removes a mitten revealing a twiggy hand.
Can't be.
He can't believe it. Charlie runs to the front door.
What is that? What is... Hey, what's the matter? Hey, come on. That's disgusting. Chester, it's me. It's me, it's Jack.
Oh. Jack. Jack, Chester just beat on a live snowman.
No creme brulee.
What? This is not happening. This cannot be happening.
Hey, Charlie, can you let me in? Charlie, look, I'm having kind of a bad day here, buddy.
Come on, Mac. This ought to do it.
Charlie's barricaded the door with furniture, including Mac asleep in his chair.
Hey, kiddo, come on, send cola. Hey, come, that's my branch. Chester, hey. Okay, come on.
Unbelievable.
When I was a human, nothing. Now all of a sudden you want to play? Come on, Chester!
Trying to get his arm back from the dog, Jack slides down a slope.
That's the coldest wedgie I've ever had. Well, look what we have here. Let me pick up my arm.
Charlie winces at the window as Snowman Jack is bulldozed by the snowplow. The driver plays air guitar as Jack tries to scramble off the front of the plow. He gets dumped into a snowdrift. The front of the snowplow has a silver moose figurehead and the logo, Moose Plows.
Wonderful service. Thanks for the lift. Oh, come on, shake it off. It's just snow. Oh.
Jack's torso breaks free. The rest of him is still in the drift.
Great. Talk about your separation anxiety. Hey, you! Ball number two! Don't just sit there, give me a hand! Okay, that's it. Come on, no! Get the mitten out of my eye. Okay, no. Watch my cork. There we go. Okay, got it. Now watch, get one, two, three! Whoa! Hey, I'm getting dizzy. Oh, man. God. Something's missing. Uh-oh.
Oh! Nice work, ball number three.
The big bass lands on his head, flattening his hat.
Oh, man. It's bad enough my ticket got punched. But to come back like this, it's embarrassing. Wow. Boy, I've had to put myself back together after some rough nights, but this is ridiculous. Uh-oh, Gabby. Don't panic. Just act real casual. Yeah, just act casual. Wait a minute, I'm a snowman. There you go.
He adopts a fixed grin as Gabby parks her SUV. She gets out with a shopping bag and spots the snowman.
Hello there. Maybe Charlie's snapping out of it.
She walks up to the snowman, whose expression is now less happy.
It's good to see these again.
She smiles and adjusts his hat and scarf.
It's good you bundled up. It's going to be a cold one.
Jack heaves a painful sigh as she walks away and smiles ruefully. Gabby's puzzled to find the front door's barricaded.
Charlie?
Back off!
Oh, Mom! What's going on? I'm so glad to see you. Okay.
They haul snoring Mac and the barricade out of the way.
Hey, have you been watching the Sci-Fi Channel again?
No!
Oh.
No!
Gabby, you're back. Hey, Charlie's been great all evening. What the bloody hell happened here?
I was thinking the same thing.
Mom, it's the snowman.
I saw it. Terrific job.
No, Mom, he's alive.
Right, well, I better be going.
No,
not so fast. Honey, are you sure you're okay?
Mom, I swear to you, he came to life, waddled into the street, and a big snowplow took him away.
Okay. Well, I guess it got a cab back then.
What?
The snowman's just where Charlie built it.
Thanks, Mac.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, good work.
Charlie's stumped. Jack smiles to himself, then looks sad as the lad walks back indoors. Gabby opens the cupboard under the sink and examines her leaking U-bend. Jack peers in at the window. She pours out a bowl of water from the leaking pipe.
Man, I never did fix that.
He sighs and moves away from the window. Sensing something, she turns and looks towards the window, cradling a mug in her hands, but sees nothing. A snow tear rolls down Jack's face.
Really be that unoriginal?
I don't know.
I mean, is it the name? Jack Frost? Because if that's it, that's not even clever. I should accept it. I'm a frozen freak of nature. I just want to know why. Could you just give me... I just need some kind of... Could I just have some kind of sign?
He's in the middle of the high street and is dazzled by the lights of an approaching Jeep.
It's not a snowplow.
Sid?
Sid Gronick? Sid, is that you?
Sid, I've been hearing great things about you. Seriously, Sid, could you...
Ah! Ah!
Hey, Sid, wait!
Hey, Sid!
Ah!
Hey, Sid, where are you going?
Wait.
Thanks for the help, Sid.
Charlie's coach drives off in panic.
I just have to pull this together now. When I saw my reflection, I denied what I saw. That was my denial period. I go off on Sid. Clearly, I've had my anger period. That's what they say you do. First you deny, then you go into anger. I just have to accept it. I accept I'm a snowman. Okay.
Sid!
Charlie wakes up with the sun streaming into his room. He rubs his eyes and goes to the window with a baseball bat. The snowman's right where he built it. He goes outside, aiming a hairdryer.
All right. Come on. Just a regular snowman, huh? We'll see about that. Okay. Who are you and what do you want? Start talking, I'll turn you into a puddle. I know you're alive. So you better start talking.
Hey, that thing's hot. What are you doing? I'm your father. All right, man, that's it. Okay, you're grounded. Come here. Charlie, it's me, Dad. Honest. I can explain everything.
Get away from me!
Well, I can't explain the part about me being a snowman, but... Charlie!
Charlie sprints away around the house, running through fresh, ankle-deep snow.
Me?
How do you know that school bullies make up 75% of our prison population?
Ooh.
So good one,
Rory. Give it back.
Woo. Spin move. Come here. Ready.
Oh, look. It's our little hero. Don't worry about him anymore. He's not even in the game.
You're so immature. Why give it back?
Jack lobs a snowball at the bullies.
Oh, yeah! Did you guys see that?
It hit Big Bully Rory on the head.
So you do want a piece of me. Thought you learned your lesson.
What?
Jack's next shot hits another bully.
Hey, kid. How's it going?
Huh? What are you doing here?
Hey, Spaz boy. Guess it's time for a refresher course.
Hey! Okay. Snowball fight? You pick the one area where you don't want to mess with me, and that's snow.
Jack's twig arms whirl, launching snowballs at ultra-high speed, pelting the bully boys. They try vainly to fight back.
Three balls, two sticks, one cork nose. Snowman? No, much, much more. I am the Wizard of Blizzard! Now run! Run, you little mountain goats!
The boys are driven back under the withering snow barrage. Jack slows down.
Boy, the old wizard could use a little nap. Charlie, I'm out of gas. Run!
Let's get him!
The gang pelts up the slope after Charlie.
Hold up. He's not going anywhere. Hey, where are you gonna go now, Frost?
Charlie's at the edge of a steep drop. The gang keep hurling snowballs as Charlie cowers behind a tree stump.
Hey, be careful!
Help!
Oh, Charlie!
Help!
It's all right! I'm coming!
He slips, dangling over the drop from a tree root.
I'm coming, Charlie!
I can't hold on!
Hold on! I'm coming! Don't you worry, I'm coming!
Jack catapults himself in the air, grabbing Charlie.
Told you I was coming. You know, sometimes it's good to have a big butt. Let's get out of here!
They speed away through the trees on a toboggan.
Get him! Come on, guys! Go, go, go!
You steer, I'll scream!
The gang gives chase on sledges and snowboards, leaping high over ridges on the mountainside.
Zap them in the ice!
Zap them in the ice! Get real! I don't even have pockets!
Their pursuers are gaining. Jack and Charlie slide into a narrow gully with a tree fallen across it.
Stuck, Charlie!
The tree goes harmlessly through Jack's neck. A guy following isn't a snowman and gets knocked off his snow scooter.
Hold on!
I am holding on!
They cross a snow bridge which collapses after them. Several of the gang tumble into the gap.
You the man!
No, you the man!
Nope.
I'm the snowman. We're safe.
A snowball whistles past Charlie's ear.
Okay, we're not safe.
Jack gets two snowballs in the chest.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
He removes his snow breasts and hurls them back, knocking a guy off his sledge. A massive snow boulder is rolled down the hill towards them. The boulder builders high five. Rory urges his team to go faster. Jack and Charlie are heading for a small tunnel. The snow boulder blocks the tunnel. Rory guides his snowboard around the obstacle, but two sledge drivers have to stop. They high-five, then get flattened by another rolling snow boulder. As Rory slaloms on his snowboard, their heads pop out of the snow cocoon. Jack and Charlie whiz down the pipe tunnel. They pop out of the pipe and fly through the air over some young snowman builders. Their pursuer lands his board skillfully. Entering dense trees, Jack karate chops the toboggan into two snowboards for him and Charlie. Jack and Charlie twist and turn skillfully, but are still being chased. Jack smashes through a narrow gap.
Slim down.
He crashes into a snowdrift.
Shredding!
Then bursts out further down and launches over a ridge.
Right behind you, Brock.
Pull your vehicle over to the right.
The startled bully tumbles down a steep slope, then legs apart, slides into a small fir tree before being hit by another snowboard.
Ow. Yeah, catch the bear, baby! Yes!
This is awesome!
Ah! Hell yeah!
Look out for the trees!
Yeah! Big car this time! Big car!
Yes! Woo!
We were really ripping, man!
That was so cool!
That was great, right?
Did you see that?
Yes! One time! Did you see me going down? You know, the nice thing about having these big balls, excuse me, for snowboarding is, look how you can move around them. You know, I like the roundedness. You can throw your weight over, shift it on this side of the board, catch an edge. Better than being skinny.
Hold on. You almost got me killed.
Hey, I saved your butt too, pal.
Yeah, right. So I'm supposed to believe that you're my dad?
Hey, do me a favor. Go easy on me, because I'm having a little bit of trouble dealing with it myself, okay?
You know, he died a year ago.
I know. I was there.
You're nuts.
As if I don't have enough on my plate already with these stick arms and this humongous butt.
And that dippy walk?
What's wrong with my walk? Is it that bad?
All right. So you're my dad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd my hamster die?
Your hamster? Heart attack?
Vacuum cleaner.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I'll bet it had a heart attack on the way in.
All right. What position do I play in hockey?
It's easy. You're a winger, right wing.
Wrong.
What do you mean wrong? You're a wing.
They moved me to defense last year.
Oh, man, Charlie boy. I'm really sorry. I mean, defense is a good position, but you're a natural winger.
Hold on, what'd you call me?
I said, Charlie boy. That's what I always call you, Charlie boy.
Dad?
Yeah.
Dad!
He hugs his snow father.
It is me, Charlie. I'm back.
Hold on. This is really weird. I just hugged a snowman.
Hey, pal, you were the one who played on the magic harmonica.
What? Magic harmonica? I thought you made that up.
So did I. Hey, you know what? Why don't we just go home and talk, okay? You know, catch up on stuff. And you know something? I'm hungry.
At home, they open the freezer.
Boy, your mom is gonna be jazzed we fixed that sink.
Snow Poop, you should like these.
Level with me, Charlie. How is she?
She's good. Oh, you know, she moved a picture of you next to her bed.
Gabby arrives home in her 4x4. She gets out of the car, slinging her handbag over her shoulder.
What's that?
Oh, Mom's home.
No, she can't be. She can't see me like this. Nobody can see me like this, but especially her.
On her way to the front door, Gabby's puzzled that the snowman's not in the front garden.
Charlie?
Just a minute, Mom!
Honey, why are all the windows open?
Oh, Charlie, please, you gotta help me.
It's freezing in here. Charlie, what's going on?
Science fair project.
You're kidding.
No.
Why is the floor wet?
Well, the science fair project, it's about what it's like to live in an igloo. And Eskimos have wet floors, Mom. Duh.
He blocks her way as she tries to get into the kitchen.
Charlie, what are you seeing in here? What's going on? And what's with all the food?
Oh, I got kind of hungry.
3 bags of veggies?
I got real hungry? Mom!
What?
There's something that I need to tell you.
Well?
This whole science fair thing? It was Natalie's idea.
Okay, well, just tell Natalie the next experiment at her house.
Hey,
grab some towels and help me with this, okay?
Okay.
She didn't notice that Jack, hiding in the kitchen cupboard, handed her the mop. She goes to close another window and is puzzled to see the snowman now in place.
I think I need a day off.
Ding Dong Burgers to ask real Ding Dong Burger eaters what they think of the new Ding Dong.
As Charlie watches TV, Jack watches through the window. It's a firefighting film. Jack doesn't like it. Charlie changes channel.
I wasn't into one easy...
Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again.
You said this snowman spoke to you?
Yes. Yes, he did. And he knew my name.
Were there any other witnesses?
No. No, there wasn't any other witnesses. But,
okay, back to you.
Watch funding.
On the other hand, in the Rocky Mountain states, those folks may not be in for such a white Christmas after all. A warm front.
Charlie, honey, did you fix the sink? Oh, yeah. Well, how did... And in the... Why is the snowman facing this way?
I turned him to even out his tan.
Oh. Was that Vid I heard talking on TV?
Yep.
What was he talking about?
Nothing really.
Well, you know, I saw him yesterday at the bank and he told me that you quit the team. Charlie, you didn't tell me. You want to talk?
About what?
I don't know. This hockey thing or how you doing in school. You tell me.
Mom, I'm trying to watch the weather.
Okay.
She puts an arm around her son and kisses his head. Jack peers in over the top of the curtains.
Gabby, it'll be all right. I'm here now. Well, sort of. Oh, boy.
His arms are holding his head up so that he can see over the curtains. The next day, Charlie's dressed for the outdoors. He looks through the window in the front door and checks Jack's still there, then hurries out the back door. He checks behind him, turns, and jumps.
Hey, I invented the backdoor escape, okay? What's up?
Well, since you showed up, Mom thinks I'm nuts. Rory Buck wants to kill me. And I'm pretty sure my dad's a snowman.
So what's the problem?
Hey, I know yesterday was a rough day. Things will get better.
Quit following me. I mean, think about it. You're a snowman. People are gonna see you and cut you up in little numbered ice cube trays.
Fine. If that's the danger of hanging out with you, fine. I'll take the chance.
Fine.
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 Fine. Fine. Really fine. Fine as wine. You did. What?
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
I think we look kind of, cute.
Shh. Somebody's gonna hear you.
He's pulling Jack on a sledge.
Hey, check it out. What's up with that?
Dude, he ditched us for a snowman. Oh, man.
Charlie's teammates aren't impressed.
You know, I saw in the geology channel, they can actually turn pine cones into a homemade explosive device.
Oh. So how's your science fair project coming?
What science fair project?
You know, the one about what it's like to live in a nature.
Charlie?
No.
Gabby can't believe her eyes as Charlie pulls a snowman through the town and appears to be talking to it. She walks into a hardware store.
Hey, Matt.
Gabby, finally come in for some Christmas lights.
I need a cup of that house paint you called coffee.
You got it. So what's going on?
Well, you know when I promised that I'd never bother you for any of those man-to-man talks with Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
I lied. I need you to talk to Charlie.
Her son and his snow dad are in an icy glade in the forest.
Nobody knows about this place. I come here to think.
Well, it's really cool.
Yeah. I've been here a lot this year. You know, Dad, I'm sorry I gave you back the harmonica.
Don't worry about it. You were mad. I'd be mad, too. Can I ask you why you quit playing hockey?
Hockey's not that great.
Yeah, right. That's why the last person you see before you go to sleep every night is Wayne Gretzky on your wall, right? Tell you what. We're here. Let's work on the J shot.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I see. It's like that. Okay. Okay, looks like I'm working out by myself. Even though I haven't played hockey in a year. I can find a rock I can use as a puck. Seeing as I'll be playing all alone.
All right, all right! I'll skate. Just stop belly aching.
We're gonna get our nice balance. We're gonna get set up. Man, this was a lot easier when I had legs. Okay, we're gonna stay nice and relaxed, real loose. And then we come through, we snap our wrists. Now, just before we do that, I make this little move here. Oh, yeah! Well, that goalie could sue me for whiplash.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's a little thing I like to call the J shot, Charlie. Now, let's play some hockey. Are you looking for the power? Yeah, bring it, son!
Yes!
Now, that's a J shot, dude.
I did it!
Yeah, that's you. That is all you, man.
I didn't score.
Hey, life is full of setbacks. Look at me. I'm a snowdrift with arms. You can give up, or you can keep firing the puck, bud. What do you think?
All right, give me the puck.
Yes! Woo! Oh, there's a lot of wood. Thanks for that face, right?
Yes!
Hey, man, nice shot. All right.
Woo!
Okay, you got the... Hey! All right. Woo!
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Hey, you know, I think you got the J shot. I think you got the J shot down.
All right, come on, let's go home.
He shot Jack full of holes. They sneak back home.
Okay, come on, come on.
Woof. You played great today, dude.
Thanks for teaching me the J shot.
I just can't wait to see you use it. You gotta get back on the team, Charlie.
No, I don't think so.
I do. I think you're letting your friends down, and I think you're letting yourself down.
But wait a second.
No buts. Now, I want to talk to you about your schoolwork.
What about it?
Hey, I saw your report card on the fridge. You got some serious jam to do, buddy.
What is this, a lecture? Now you're giving me a lecture?
See? It's kind of scary.
Think how the snowman must feel.
And another thing, I'm a little worried about your mom.
Why?
How many Christmas lights has she hung?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I know. Hardly any.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because you've got responsibilities now, Charlie, and you're just gonna have to face them. You're the one who's gotta watch out for Mom, and you've gotta straighten things out with your friends, too.
Oh, I'm only 12 years old. I can't take all this.
Okay. Might have pushed it a smidge too hard.
Charlie slams the door, and the Christmas wreath falls off.
Hey, hon.
Hi, Charlie. I'm just heading to the Shiver Fest. You wanna come along?
No, thanks.
Or, if you'd rather, you can come with me. I'm gonna go caroling with Mrs. Wilkins and some of the neighbor ladies.
Max shrugs that it's Charlie's choice. The town is alive with people throwing snowballs and carrying balloons for the Medford County Shiver Fest.
Did a good job this year. Do you like the tree?
Yeah.
You want a balloon or anything? Pretzels, they've got.
Hey, Max.
Hey. Wow, check out these snowmen.
There's a group of finely crafted snow sculptures.
Finals of the father-son snowman building contest begin in 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Mom thinks I'm going nuts, doesn't she?
No, no, no. She's just a little bit concerned, that's all. So, what's going on?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Max at a loss. Rory's across the square. He stares at Mac and Charlie, then slopes off.
Hey, come on, let's check out the band.
The cold crowd shuffles about gamely in front of the stage.
Talk about a tough gig. It's freezing out here.
Play music anymore.
Oh, I kind of lost the groove.
The groove?
Yeah. Oh, playing with your dad, I never really thought about what music was. Music was life. It was just like breathing, really. So natural. After he died, music became a job. And Jack always said to me, should never feel like work.
He was your best friend, huh?
Yeah. Your dad was the real deal.
Do you think he wanted me to be a musician?
I think more than anything, he wanted you to be whatever you wanted to be. He didn't care what that was. Just whatever made you happy.
Really?
Really.
Think you'll ever get the groove back?
Someday, maybe. I hope so.
He pats Charlie on the shoulder, and they walk off. A silvery full moon shines down on the colourfully lit town. Later, Charlie's in bed holding the harmonica, turning it over in his hands. He looks out of the window at the snowman in the front garden, then back at the harmonica.
Man, oh man, you got your shopping done there, folks? You got 10 hours left, Christmas Eve, and it's already 55 degrees. Could get up to 70 today. Snowplow drivers got a day off, huh? Man, that's hot enough to melt the snowman. Although, you know, good news for Sid Gronick. Hey, speaking of hot, folks, here's a little Billy Idol for you. Hot in the City on Central Colorado's Classic Rock.
Charlie runs out into the front garden.
Hey, man. Good morning.
Hey. I've been doing a lot of thinking about what you said, Dad. You're right. Hey, when you taught me the J Shadow, it wasn't just about hockey, was it?
What do you think?
think there's something that I gotta do. Hey, guys. Hey, Coach.
Charlie?
I'd like to get back on the team.
What? You ditched us, Charlie, remember?
Look, are you alone, or do we have to bring your snowman buddy along, too?
I told you there'll be no mention of snowmen in this car.
I don't know, Charlie.
Well, I do. I say we let him back on the team. Everybody deserves a second chance.
One of his friends nods.
Go get your stuff.
They do a complicated handshake and touch fists.
Go, Charlie!
No way! With Frostback, we're gonna kick it.
The coach raises his sunglasses and looks around cautiously.
Hey. They let me back on the team.
Oh, it's fun. You know, maybe you could play.
Listen, Dad. About last night, I...
Hey, Charlie. It's okay, buddy. What time did they drop the puck?
11:30. But, Dad, you don't gotta come, really.
I know that.
Yeah, I know. Starving.
He's talking to the snowman again.
What'd I say, Tuck?
Shake it, Charlie!
Remember, arms and wrists.
Straight but relaxed.
Thanks again, Dad. See you after the game.
Charlie gets into the car, and they drive off. The coach staring straight ahead so as not to see the snowman. Jack watches them go. The sun's shining brightly.
Oh, man, the sun is brutal. I mean, I am literally melting my ass off. You know something? I didn't come all the way from the hereafter to miss another one of my kids' hockey games. Hey, Chet, listen. Chet, I know we've had our differences, but I got a game to catch. I really could use your help. So how are we gonna do this, Chet?
It's face-off time at the Medford Public Recreation Center. Charlie breezes past the opposition until it's just him and the goalie. His shot just misses.
He's good.
Come on. Here we go. Okay. Come on. Hey, maybe you got some friends who are huskies or, I don't know. You know St. Bernard?
Jack's on the sledge, but Chester's only a little dog. The Devils are on the attack.
Devils score. 1-0. Well, here we go again.
That's right, Chet. Take your time. Hey, I wonder if there's going to be any cute poodles at the game.
Whoa! That's what I thought!
As Chester gets moving, Charlie attacks.
Good pass, Charlie!
Go, Chester, go!
Score by Spencer Jordan with an assist by Charlie Frost. Mountaineers 1-1.
Okay, so far so good. Hey, Chester. Okay, stay cool. Almost there. Ah, no.
The recreation center car park is hot tarmac with puddles steaming in the sun. The Devils have the puck again. Charlie makes the tackle and goes for goal. Jack's at the edge of the car park.
100 yards of piping hot asphalt. Bad day to be a snowman. This could really sting. Okay, baby steps, baby steps. Oh, man, yeah, this is getting hot. Whoa, this is hot. Oh, ooh, this is hot on my tootsies. Ooh, my tootsies is bleeding. Holy habanero. Whoa, yeah, this is hot. Let's speed her up. Leave the ignorance of Arabia. Two, whoa, whoa, right, guys.
Jack slides into the arena.
Go!
The J shot, Charlie boy, come on! Arms and wrists.
Straight but relaxed.
The puck hits the back of the net.
Yes! 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 Woo!
Yes!
The Devils aren't happy with each other.
Nice going, butthead.
Yeah! Outstanding! Yes! My man! Yes! You got the power! Way to go, Charlie.
Ice now open for all three skaters.
Charlie finds Jack as a crowd of kids surges onto the ice.
Hey.
Charlie, outstanding game. What can I say? You rock, dude.
Yeah.
Jack slumps forward.
Dad, you're melting. You gotta be crazy to come here.
Hey, I couldn't miss your big game, Charlie.
Okay, come on, let's get you on the ice so you can cool off. Uh-oh, that's not gonna work.
Listen, Charlie.
I gotta get you someplace cold. I'm not gonna lose you again.
Charlie!
I'll be back!
He sprints into town and looks around as a Pine Top Nurseries truck reverses across the street.
Someplace cold.
He looks up at the mountains, then runs off.
Mom? Mom? Mom?
Charlie?
Hey, no cutting.
Oh, it's okay, ma'am. He's my son.
Mom, you need to drive us somewhere right now.
Honey, I'm working.
Mom, you've got to.
What's wrong, sweetie?
He's melting.
Who's melting?
The snowman's melting.
Snowmen melt, Charlie. That's just the way it
is. No, but Mom, if you drive us up to the mountains, then he's not going to melt.
I am not driving you and your snowmen anywhere. I know this has been really hard for you.
You don't understand, Mom. Dad's the snowman.
What?
I'm sorry, but he made me promise not to tell you.
Honey, he died a year ago. You're just gonna have to accept that.
No, Mom, you don't understand.
Charlie.
Oh,
Charlie. Charlie.
Overcome with worry, she closes her till at the bank as Charlie runs out. Outside, she looks around trying to spot her son. At the recreation center, Jack's slumped against a wall.
Charlie.
It's gonna be okay, Dad.
Charlie looks around desperately and spots a loading trolley with water bottles on it. He throws them aside. Gabby arrives home. Charlie pushes Jack on the trolley out of the ice rink.
Charlie, do me a favor. Watch out for snow plows.
Gabby finds Mac at the hardware store.
Really?
Charlie's run away with the snowman. Really?
Oh, my.
He abandons the customer he's sharpening a knife for and rushes out after Gabby.
Look out! Move! Move! Excuse me!
Whoa.
Look out!
Could be anywhere.
Mac, it's a kid and a snowman.
As they search in the car, Charlie wheels Jack wildly on the trolley, and they reach the Pine Top Nurseries truck. They just miss being spotted by Gabby and Mac. Jack's fading fast as Charlie peers out from behind the truck. The driver's in a shop, and Rory spots Charlie.
It frost.
You and me. Once and for all.
Look, Rory, I'll fight you any other time, all right? Just not now.
I don't know who's more stupider, you or your snowman.
Excuse me. Did you just say stupider? What kind of word is stupider?
Who said that?
I did. You little baggy pants snowpunk.
Rory's completely stumped.
What the heck is it?
Not what. Who? And he's my dad.
I knew it! Mitch and Punch thought I was crazy. But I saw you that day. You throw a mean snowball, dude.
Okay. Just chill, kid. Don't have a meltdown.
The driver comes out of the shop and gets into his cab with a snack.
Look, Rory, it's too hot down here. If I don't get him up to the mountains, I'm gonna lose him.
He does look pretty bad.
Come on. You know what it's like not to have a dad.
It sucks. It sucks big time. All right. Snow Dad's better than no dad. Let's go.
Come on. Oh, no.
The truck starts to move, but Nelly collides with the snowplow. The driver spills his iced drink.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, that was good. Merry Christmas.
The snowplow moves off, the driver smiling smugly. The truck turns onto the main street. Charlie and Jack are in the back. They wave to Rory.
Good luck, Charlie!
Thanks!
Charlie pulls down the truck's canvas cover to hide the pair of them, and they head for the mountains. They drive up a snow-lined road across the bridge over the ravine, climbing ever higher. A sign shows Pine Top 71 miles, Boulder 235. Back in town, a cop's taking notes.
Okay, what's the snowman look like?
Like a snowman. He looks like a snowman.
Three bowls, two stick arms, a cute cork nose. He's a snowman, Dave. What do you think he looks like?
Hey, look, I'm just trying to do my job. That's all I'm trying to do here. Can you help me out?
5'8".
Okay, fine.
White.
Caucasian.
Stocky. Right. Well-built. I'd say 500, 550 pounds.
Could you estimate an age?
As night falls, the truck's right up where there's fresh, deep snow.
We're here! Ready? On three.
I'm with you, buddy.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three!
Yes. Three! Woo!
They leap off the back of the truck and slide down the pure snow of the mountaintop.
Oh! Ah, fresh powder! My favorite!
Woo! Yes!
Woo! Fire! Brr! My balls are freezing. Boy, I never thought I'd say that with a smile on my face.
Come on, Dad, let's go.
They walk on, leaving twin tracks in the crystal moonlight. A shooting star passes overhead as they arrive at the family's mountain cabin.
Let's go get you warmed up, buddy.
With a fire crackling in the grate, Jack tucks Charlie up with a blanket on the sofa.
I was so busy trying to make my mark on the world, I... You are my mark.
He leans down to kiss the sleeping boy on the forehead. Gabby and Mac are back at the house.
Hello? Hello?
Gabby.
Did you find him?
Charlie's sleeping. Oh, Gab, he had one heck of a day.
Who is this? Where's Charlie?
He's right here at the cabin. Why don't you come get him?
Jack?
Gabby's eyes glisten with tears as she hangs up the phone. Jack walks sadly out into the snow outside the cabin. As dawn's glow reddens the sky, Charlie wakes up on the sofa, throwing back the covers and rubbing his eyes. He smiles as he realizes something.
It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas to you, bud. You know what? I think this is the best Christmas I ever had.
You know that night you came back? It was because I played your harmonica. I wished it.
I wish that you would be here for Christmas.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for giving me a second chance to be your dad. Now, there's something I have to tell you. It's time for me to go.
What? No. I'm not gonna let you.
Charlie, you've gotta get on with your life, buddy.
Oh, come on. It'll get cold again, Dad. You'll see. When it just barely started.
What about when it gets warm?
We'll go to South America. When it's summer here, it's winter there.
What about Mom? Mom needs you.
What if I need you?
I will always be there. I promise. As long as you hold someone in your heart, Charlie, you can never lose them. Ever. You let me back into your heart, and that took real courage. And you did it. And if you can do that, you can do anything. I'm so proud of you, Charlie. If you ever need me, I'll be right here.
He pats his son's chest.
You just call me. Here.
And hands him the harmonica. Charlie stares at it, then up at his father. Gabby slides to a halt in deep snow and gets out of the car. They embrace, as Gabby arrives on a ridge overlooking the cabin, her eyes widening as she sees them.
Okay, now let me go.
Okay.
Gabby runs down the slope towards them.
Charlie? Oh, honey, I'm so sorry I didn't believe you.
She stares as a twister of snow starts to swirl around Jack. Lights flash. The snow swirls more thickly, and as mother and son watch amazed, the snowman transforms into Jack himself, smiling at them. Gabby walks up to him.
We say goodbye, I cry a little.
I love you so much, Gab.
I love you too, Jack.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jack.
Charlie boy. Us a time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Love you.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye.
Bye.
He fades away in the swirl of snow and lights, the twister getting stronger and spiraling upwards.
Hear you.
The twister becomes a stream of energy which rises up into the warm glow of the dawn sky. Max at the piano, smiling as he plays. Chester trots through the house, and Gabby opens the front door for him. She steps out and waves to Charlie, happily playing hockey in the drive with his friends, including Rory. She smiles. Chester trots up the snowbound street, with a snowman in every front garden, either finished or being built. The snowplow works his route through the quiet little mountain town. The end.